Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented as always by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. But joining us right now on the Mapp Sprouse Hotline is Logan Paulson, former Washington football team tight end. What's up, Logan?
Hey, man, how are you?
What's up, bro?
Good morning, Logan.
Ready?
So I've learned a lot through Logan just doing the pregame shows, but let me just tell you this. Logan's a smart dude. I didn't go through his family resume, but I think he's got like a father-in-law that went to Harvard. And he could just rest on his laurels, he made a good living in the NFL for a while. He's a grinder. He grinds it. He's a smart guy. He's got a long runway after his NFL career. He can't just chill on what he made in the NFL. He's got to work.
We interviewed him when he first came in the league, and he was one of those eccentric guys that, like, didn't have a cell phone and all that, and just, like, a smart guy. We knew that.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm sure you got one now, though, right?
Yeah, I have to have one now, right? Can't live without it.
So I have a million questions. I don't know. JP works with you every week, so he gets to pick your brain. Let's just first of all go to the big decision that was made a few weeks ago, which was moving on from Dwayne. I have to imagine that off-the-field stuff was a big contributor too. But what did you see from Dwayne? I mean, we could see the rankings. I think Pro Football Reference had him with the most bad throws in the league. His rating was awful. There was a lot of stuff there not to like, but it was only four games. What did you see?
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw a lot of things that supported that. You know, I think I just saw a guy who wasn't very accurate and he wasn't very good with his fundamentals. And, you know, those things, I guess, over time can be resolved. But, you know, the other thing that I think kind of showed itself was just kind of some mental mistakes, some things that, you know, I'm not in the offensive installation. I don't know exactly what's going on, but things that seemed a little off at the time, you know, like he's kind of screwing up a protection call, he's reading the wrong side of the field on certain things, and those elements, those mistakes drive coaches nuts, you know what I mean? And you know, I think that kind of supports some of that off the field mess that had come out in the last couple of weeks about him not preparing and studying the way he needed to, because ultimately, like, you know, I think, you know, being a first round draft pick, like, he's going to have a long runway if he's doing the things the right way off the field. And, you know, like, I don't think his play was that terrible to warrant him being benched, you know, four or five games into the season. I thought maybe two or three more would be appropriate. Yep. But if he's not doing the things right in the classroom, in the meeting room, staying late, getting there early kind of thing, like, that decision makes way more sense to me.
Yeah.
Now, is that something that you kind of blame the Ohio State staff for, not teaching him that? Or is that something he just became lazy at when he finally got the job, because we heard that, or do you chalk it up to not really being able to practice during the off season because of COVID? You know, where does he learn those bad mechanics?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question, and it's probably a myriad of things. You know, like, I think a little bit of it, these college offenses, they don't challenge the player the same way that, like, an NFL offense does, for example. Like, it's much more simplified. Oftentimes, I don't know what his situation was with Urban Meyer, but quarterbacks don't call plays until they get into the NFL. They've never been in a huddle until they get in the NFL. And those things, you know, to run an offense like that where it's being called from the sideline, it's incredibly simplified. And so in an NFL offense, like, you know, you have cans and checks and things that need to be done at the line of scrimmage. You have cadence. You have different elements that some of these players have never been exposed to. So I think that's probably a piece of it for sure. Also, I think, like, you know, one of the biggest things in my experience in terms of dictating a player's success is how are they as a student, you know? And so, like, I don't know how he was in the classroom at Ohio State, but, like, usually the guys that I play with who are successful are good at studying and they have a good way of learning different things. So I don't know if he ever kind of cultivated that skill set on his own. And it can be really challenging to kind of like get to the show and have to learn that, how to learn, if that makes sense.
I'm curious, right, though, are there guys though that are so athletically gifted that aren't necessarily good students, but it doesn't matter because they're gifted, because maybe Haskins all of his life has been so much better than everybody else that he didn't have to. Like, you played alongside Jordan Reed, who was a fantastic tight end, right? Super talented. Yep. Now, maybe he was a great person in the classroom. I don't know.
No, yeah, I think, like, so that's the thing. It's like Jordan, Trent, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, some of these guys, like Jay Cutler, these guys that I've played with, like, who kind of have maybe not, like, you know, they're not like Rhodes Scholars, for example, in some of those cases. Like, when you get them on the football field and you get them in the classroom in the football context, they're extremely bright guys. Like, Trent had, like, you know, he didn't study a whole bunch, but he was the most intuitive football player I'd ever been around in probably my whole career playing offensive line. So that, you know, it's people say, oh, he's a freak athlete, you know, but ultimately they have to be a freak in terms of their intellect with regards to football. And I think that's one of the things that people often overrate. And it's why that pre-draft process is so important, because it helps kind of show you what kind of guy you're dealing with from a mental standpoint. Like, I've had conversations with coaches and they're like, man, we love what he puts on the field, but we don't trust that he can learn this offense, that he can participate in this offense at a high intellectual standpoint. You know what I mean? And so I don't know what the deal is with Dwayne, but, like, I think there was a little bit of that coming through. Not that he's not a bright guy, but I just don't think he was applying himself to the material the way that they wanted him to.
Let me ask you about Scott Turner.
Real quick, for him to go in depth, you mentioned this during one of the pregames, that you know from just looking at how a defense lines up that oftentimes a quarterback shouldn't be looking downfield or should immediately be going to a check down, and you weren't seeing that from Dwayne.
Yeah, I mean, just like kind of the most basic concept, like you get a slant and a drag and then two slants to one side, like that, the way you read that is dictated by coverage, right? So, like, versus single high, you read kind of messed up now, but I think you read the slant and the drag, and versus cover two, you read the other side, right? The two slants. And so, like, you should know that based on pre-snap read, based on the shell of the defense, which direction you're going. And that's a very simple example. It's kind of the most basic example. But even in the run game, let's say we've got a run to the right that's checked versus a three technique, right? You want to run it to the three technique, which is the defensive lineman that lines up over the guard, right? If you don't know what a three technique is, how could you possibly run that run effectively the way the staff wants you to run it? And so some of those elements come through, and you see that, and you see kind of that on tape a little bit. And, you know, again, like, I don't think, like, his play was poor enough, but those kind of mental mistakes and that lack of execution from a purely mental standpoint really can mess up an offense. You know, and I got to see some of that firsthand when Robert was here. Like, that was one of the things that, you know, he didn't have to run, like, a really complex offense at Baylor. And so he was kind of learning on the fly, you know. And when he kind of went to, like, full drop-back passer mode, like, that was a really tough transition for him in terms of reading the correct elements, you know.
So with Scott Turner – you know, it's technically his first year calling plays in the NFL anyway. And you played with some really dynamic, brilliant offensive minds, the Shanahans, the McVays of the world. So it's kind of hard and it's unfair to compare him to those guys because they've been doing it for so long. But are you content? Because we kind of talked about the game plan and the lack of, I don't know, imagination, if you will.
Sure.
In the first few weeks. But it looked like in the Dallas game, he switched some things up. There was more motion. That's just what I noticed. Now, maybe that's because Kyle is in there and not Dwayne, but are you content with the play calling and the designs and the schemes with the offense right now? I know it's a lot of new players too.
Yeah. I think, you know, you got to kind of take everything in the context of this COVID-19 season, right? So I was really disappointed, obviously, with the first couple weeks of the season. You know, it just didn't look very imaginative. It looked very stagnant. It looked very stale. It looked very safe. And like that, when you have the talent, offensive talent on this roster that they do, I don't think you can call a game that way. I think you need to kind of be pushing and challenging defenses with play design, with formations, with, you know, cadence, with, you know, different kind of setups for plays and things like that. And so I was really disappointed with Scott Turner. But over the last 2 weeks since Kyle Allen's been in there, I've seen a kind of a maturation of the offense in terms of what they've been willing to call and, you know, kind of a better level of execution. And so I think it probably, you know, goes hand in hand with Kyle Allen starting. I think he probably knows Kyle, understands the offense a lot better. He's much more comfortable giving Kyle more responsibility within the offense, calling different plays, calling different motions. Because, you know, I had a coach tell me one time, it's like, we can't call motions because the quarterback can't get it from the headset to the players, to the huddle. You know, so if that's going on, and like that's part of the preparation of the quarterback, right, is being able to kind of know formations, know different alignments, different setups pre-snap, get guys lined up. Because there's a couple times I've seen Kyle Allen just kind of get guys in the right position. Oh, no, you're on this side. Go move over there before the snap even starts, you know. And that's what you want from that play caller. I know he's not maybe the most dynamic guy of all time, but at least he's allowing them to run an offense at a high level.
Logan, I see some things that I think just people have overstated how horrific he is, right? Like, he obviously had a bad end of the season. Like, the second half of his season was awful. But the first half was pretty good and had some good games, which shows me potential, right? So clearly he throws some 50-50 balls. He tries to make some throws into some tight windows that gets him into trouble. But he's got some sneaky athleticism. He can, you know, he can move around. He understands the offense. What do you think his ceiling is? Everyone, literally everyone, has written him off as a backup quarterback. That's all he is at best. Do you think he could be sort of a Ryan Fitzpatrick type, like someone that could, you know, quarterback your team for 2-3 years at a time?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he has that type of talent and that ability. And one of the things that – one of the simplest differentiating factors between a starter and a backup is just how consistent they are and how consistent their decision-making is. And so one of the things that's – like, I think he has the talent. He's obviously got some mobility, like you said. I think he's a smart guy, or at least that's kind of just watching the tape, what comes across. He's got some really live arm talent. But I think one of the things that's tough is, like, how consistent can he be, right? You get the New York Giants game where he throws – kind of a horrendous pick. He's not taking care of the football and the fumble. This last week, he looks pretty good. He's coming along. And then what are we going to get next week? What are we going to get the week after that? And I think that inconsistency is what differentiates a starter from a backup, right? Because I've played with some backup quarterbacks who are immensely talented, right? But, you know, they just aren't consistent. They can't consistently make the correct decision, consistently make the big
– Give us some examples of guys you played with.
So I think a great example is, like, Rex Grossman, right?
Yeah.
He's a guy who's very, very talented, smart guy, good leader. But for whatever reason, like when he got in the game, like, you know, like you felt like you had a chance to win, but you also felt like he might turn the football over trying to force a ball in someplace, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, like very talented, but the reason he wasn't a starter for a long period of time after Chicago was because of that kind of decision-making thing. And, like, you know, Rex is a good buddy of mine, and I think he probably agree with you to a certain extent with what I'm saying. But so guys like that, I think it's tough, and the only way you get to see what that guy is if he plays. So we're gonna have a really good idea what Kyle Allen is and what he's capable of by the end of this season, I think.
Right.
But if you had to put money on it, they're going to be looking maybe not starting a different quarterback in week one next year, but certainly another guy will be on the roster, someone they either drafted high or signed.
Yeah, I would think so. Unless Kyle Allen goes out here and, you know, plays like a starting quarterback. And I think, you know, what does that look like exactly? If he's throwing 2 touchdowns every week with no turnovers for the rest of the season, I think maybe you have a conversation about that, right? But I don't think that's what you're going to get from him. I think they're going to be looking to upgrade. They're looking for a franchise quarterback. They're looking for a future. They're looking for someone to kind of build this team around moving forward. And I'm not saying Kyle Allen is not that guy. I just look at his body of work thus far, and I would bet against that. You know, he might come out and be rejuvenated by being in a new city, a new place, and do a great job. But and I hope he does. I hope he does.
The number one thing is limit the turnovers, right? That's his bugaboo.
Yeah, that is his bug, but it's decision-making. Like, you know, I look at the Dallas game, for example, and he's playing great. They're down in the red zone in the third quarter. They're up, and he kind of tries to force two passes into the end zone, right?
Yeah, that one in particular.
Huge deal in that moment because they both fall, like, they fall off the DB's hands or whatever happened. I don't remember exactly what happened.
Right.
But, you know, like, those types of decisions, you need to get those out of your repertoire. Just totally get that out of there. Like, you're scrambling to your left. You're, you know, like, just throw that ball away. Live to play another down. Like, don't give that team any momentum, you know? And I think those things, like, even in a win, you kind of see some of that stuff happen occasionally, you know? So I think that's something to keep an eye on moving forward. Even if he's not turning the ball over, like what are his turnover-worthy plays looking like?
Well, also, there was a time there where he was sacked and he almost fumbled. You could see him, like, switching the ball from his left hand to his right hand or whatever. And you're like, well, you're vulnerable there. And that's kind of what happened the week before.
Yep.
You know, ball protection stuff, even just being sacked.
Talking to Logan Paulson, who you can listen to on The Fan, pregame shows and postgame shows with Pete Medhurst right here on The Fan. So they lose Landon Collins for the year with the torn Achilles. What does that mean for the back end of the defense?
So, you know, obviously, like, you never want to see someone get hurt, especially with an injury like what Landon had. You know, because that's just like the next year of his life is going to be just so different with the rehab and stuff. So, you know, thinking about him, hopefully that goes really smoothly and surgery goes well and stuff. But, I, you know, kind of talking out both sides of my mouth, Landon was not playing at a super high level when he got hurt. And so in some ways, I think that, you know, maybe giving some of these younger safeties an opportunity might be beneficial. You know, Curl, I think, has looked good in some spot play and kind of some situational stuff. Like, what does he do with that role? You know, Appy, we kind of saw what he was capable of. I think he's got tremendous potential, you know, good athlete, good size. You know, how does he fare out there with another young guy? You know, like, and just kind of see what you got there. I think Shazier Everett has played really well the last couple of weeks. He made a huge play in the Dallas game that, you know, led to a turnover by Holcomb and, like, the next play, you know, kind of breaking up a pass, and the next play is an interception by Holcomb. So I think there's some talent there. I like to see what they got. You know, there's a rumor that they're going to go sign Eric Reed, and he declined it or whatever. But I think they've got some good pieces there, and it's just about kind of seeing what you got at that position group at this moment.
Logan, good stuff, man.
Really good stuff.
You get to enjoy the week off, the bye week,
nice.
So enjoy
Absolutely.
It.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, buddy. Do it again soon. That's really good.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Now,
Logan's
good
really
insight.
Good, really smart dude, super motivated. He's got a couple hustles on the side. I think he trains clients. He's writing a book. He's got, like, an invention. He's got all that going on. And then he's a different man than us because on Sunday when he showed up, he had just gone camping with his son.
Oh, that's, like, way different.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
But he sounds like, I don't know, he's kind of agreeing with both of us, Eric. I mean, he's higher on Kyle Allen than, say, I am, but –
He thinks he could do it, but he's got to limit the turnovers.
Right.
He thinks he
and
has
And that's kind of where you are. I still think even if he limits the turnovers, he's still limited in what he can do. But,
well, he's never going to be elite.
Right. So, you know, but he also agrees that there'll be another quarterback on the roster.
Well, for sure there's going to be because they're going to get rid of Dwayne.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The question
I'm not
is, are they going to get rid of Dwayne this year, or is it going to happen next year?
They'll have to move him somehow.
Yeah. I mean, the trade deadline's early next week. Why would you wait?
So you
rip the Band-Aid off.
Well, they either move him or they're going to cut him. Something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're going to move on from him. They can't have him lingering around in the offseason and everything. They're over it. They don't like his work habits. They don't like some of the stuff. So
I mean, you don't go from being drafted in the first round 2 years ago, number 15 overall, to being – you're not even dressing.
Yeah.
Well,
that just doesn't
happen. It's happened
well,
now.
It's
Isn't
happened
that Josh
now.
Rosen's yeah. situation, too?
Kind of.
Well, kind of, yeah. It's
if
just,
you look
it's
at,
very
you'd
rare.
Be surprised at the number of guys that get very few chances.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get that many.
I mean, Christian Ponder's not that old. He's been out of the league for a couple of years already.
For some reason, I still remember the is it Cade McNown? He didn't get that many chances, and they just moved on from
some
him,
Some guys,
too.
You just know they just can't play.
They just see it, and if you don't have everything, like, I'm telling you, the work ethic, body language, stuff behind the scenes is hurting him just as much as the play. Because as he said, his play was mediocre, but he deserved a few more games.
By the way, I don't think the code was that tough to crack that Logan didn't want to call out the specific quarterback that he played with where they couldn't call motions. Because he played with Matt Ryan. It's not Matt Ryan. He's raved about him. He's played with others. I mean, he had to have been talking about RG3.
Probably.
Unless he was talking about, you know, C.J. Beathard with the 49ers. Yeah.
Not talking about him.
Yeah. All right. Got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, Cakes and Jason were bringing up fantasy football earlier, and I just did a quick perusal of my three teams. Yeah. I've got one that's kind of a high-stakes league, which we're doing well. We're 6-1.
Silly.
But it's kind of embarrassing that the one that I'm the worst in, I'm the commissioner of the league.
Uh-oh.
It's a father-son league, so it's a way to bond with our kids. But I'm getting thumped by 12 and 13 year olds on a regular basis. I'm 1-6.
That is embarrassing.
It
you're
is
losing,
the lowest.
You're losing
low
to middle schoolers.
I'm losing to middle schoolers.
Are you? Is it a situation where you're scoring a lot of points? You're just getting outscored, or is your team just poopy?
You know what it is. I remember I tweaked the league settings, and I think I didn't pay enough attention to the scoring system. So I tweaked the league settings so that quarterbacks got a little more value. You know how a lot of leagues, passing touchdown is just 4?
Yeah.
I think I made it 6, and I put, like, a lot of bonuses for passing yards. And then when it came to the draft, I devalued quarterback personally and waited until, like, the 8th or 9th round to draft a quarterback.
And who'd you take?
Got Cousins? A number. I got Carson Wentz. Terrible.
Well, the last couple of weeks he's put up some numbers. Last week he definitely did.
Yeah, but 1-6 is basically a death sentence.
It
you're
is.
Pretty
you're
much done. Dead. You might as well not even put a lineup in because you have no shot of making the playoffs.
I still grasp, like, week to week. I don't want to just punt, but I, like you said, Cakes, I'm getting punked by middle schoolers.
Yeah, it's not great.
Well, my best team.
Not a
maybe,
good look.
Maybe not my best team on in terms of the roster, but my best record is the Nats team that we, you know, we're doing the Nats league.
Yep.
Right.
7-0.
Ooh, I don't think that's ever... the one that's the most useless. There's no
cash. No, he's got a side hustle, remember?
We got side money, bro.
That's right.
It's actually
side money's important.
It's actually the biggest money league that I'm in. 7-0. I don't think I've ever been 7-0.
You're smoking those dudes.
Well, I'm not smoking them. I mean.
Oh, your record is.
My record is. But I got a really good team. I'm third in points. Actually, wait a minute. I'm third in points. I always look at the points.
Points
are
important.
Points is huge.
In my big money league, the overall points leader gets a big pot of money. and we are the overall leader. But I made just a terrible move last week. It was a grasper.
Tragic. What was it?
And Dave Richard kind of warned against it, but I played the Dallas Cowboys defense on a hunch, just hoping for like a
Why
pick
would you
six.
Do that? They're
Kyle Allen cakes. Okay. Kyle Allen, that's why I was doing it.
But that's just a bad unit. You need to cut them immediately.
You know what has worked so far? Taking the defense that plays the Washington team every week. It's actually been
okay, but
well,
been
usually,
very
yeah.
fruitful. You also need to target whoever's playing the Jets.
Correct.
Like every week.
Right.
And I do that.
Well, they're usually
cakes.
Picked up like,
yes.
with the quickness.
I know. I understand.
I changed
I know
my defense.
This
I mean, I looked for the Chiefs this week, and they were not around.
Right. Cakes. They were not available.
Who
yes.
would you play? Because I had just riddled with injuries. Russell Gage, who's questionable.
Okay.
Right? Or Devontae Parker.
Parker.
He's
Parker's
banged up,
also,
too.
Also well, questionable.
If Parker's going to play, you got to play Parker.
Parker's got a groin.
Here's what I would do immediately. Look on your free agent list to see if there's anybody better, because I'm not comfortable playing either of those guys, especially if they're dinged up.
Oh. True, but if they're both healthy, you'd obviously play Parker.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
All right. So
I mean, when he's healthy, he's like a top 20 type wide receiver.
See, this is the thing Bickle doesn't do. I guarantee he doesn't do.
What do I not
on
do?
Sunday mornings on ESPN, there's fantasy football shows. All over the place.
I can't watch those nerdy shows.
And Matthew is it Matthew Barry?
Matthew Barry, yeah.
Oh.
And that other guy, Field. And yeah, all they do, they talk
Field
about
Yates.
Field Yates. They give you updated injury status. They give you suggestions. They rank all the players.
Right.
So you
there's
exactly.
no chance EB's ever clicked on CBS Sports HQ and watched a live stream of Dave Richard.
No,
and,
he's
like,
never done that.
Jamie Eisenberg.
I don't care that much.
There's no chance it's happened.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice, a little caffeine. It's unsweetened. So
there's
Stevie Artificial Sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES, and you're going to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Okay, because I want you to, next time we do the EP and it's sponsored by Wave, I want you to do something you've never done before and stick the can in front of the camera and shake it.
I can do that for you, yes.
Do that for me.
I can fulfill that request.
So then they'll get some extra pub.
Yes. You're joking.
All right, boys.
Hey. Just trying to help out the sponsors.
I don't know
if you've seen the story. You probably have. Jason, probably not.
No
chance. Not on social media at all. but there's a celebrity couple. I would actually consider them somewhat of a celebrity odd couple that announced their engagement yesterday. Have you guys seen the story? You care to guess?
No idea.
I consider them a celebrity odd couple. Oh, they've been together for about 5 years.
I know who it is.
Can you give me a hint?
Well,
I'll give you a hint. Yeah. You used to get sized for her music back in the 90s.
Her videos you got sized for.
Size.
Oh, I know it is. It's the couple from The Voice.
Yep, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Oh, Gwen. Yeah.
Which is just so weird. I mean, they're both in the music
industry. I'll be honest with you. I thought they were married.
No, they just lived together, shacking up.
Yeah, I just thought they were married.
No, but they finally got engaged. Here's the thing. I think Blake's a pretty notorious boozer.
Right.
And I think he's a skirt chaser big time. So I'm a little bit surprised that Gwen is going to go down this road again. But I mean, he is.
That's a great term.
He is. And it's so weird because, I mean, I actually like Blake Shelton. I actually like country music. But, like, Gwen Stefani is a totally different genre of music. But I think she's maybe even cut a couple country songs. So it's just kind of a bizarre relationship.
I'm more sized for her previous husband. Is it Gavin Rossdale?
Yeah.
Bush just cranked out a bunch of sillies about 20 years ago.
The paparazzi, they've been lately trailing Gavin Rossdale at the tennis courts.
He likes really?
He likes to play tennis.
Didn't know that.
He takes his shirt off and everything. He's all, ripped.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani's kids are named Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo.
Yeah, she botched it. She botched
Kingston and Apollo are okay, but Zuma is just
Zuma.
Weird.
You gotta, isn't that like a beer or something?
That was Zima.
Zima.
That was like a malt liquor.
You gotta
I'm sure
be
Drab drank it at Arizona State.
Zima, of course, yeah. I think you got to be pretty new on the paparazzi beat to be on the tennis court shooting Gavin Rossdale in 2020.
That's not the number one seed.
Hey, man, I think those guys grasp. I saw...
Next up, they're going to get me at the pickleball court, just hitting the ball way out of bounds like I did last night.
Dude, pickleball's blowing up.
Terrible.
I feel like we should set up a company and just like put pickleball courts all over the country. It's blowing up. I'm telling you, man. But I saw pictures of...
Man, Gwen Stefani's older than us.
She's like 51 or something.
I thought she was younger.
Yeah. There are pictures of George Clooney.
Still bald.
Leaving some meeting in L.A.
Okay.
And it was so bizarre. This is what it's like to be a celebrity, right? So he's dressed down. Now, it's probably a good time to be a celebrity in a sense because everyone's wearing these dumb masks. And so maybe it's a little harder to recognize him. But he's just wearing jeans and like a T-shirt. And he's going back to his car. And as he turns the corner, like three guys jump out of their cars and they basically assault him and they just start taking pictures all in his face from the front, from the back. And you think, I mean, what a bizarre world, right? That you're walking
around. That's his reality every day.
Yeah, his reality every day. People jump out of parked cars and they just start ripping off 100 pictures of him.
You know what? That's the price you pay for being dreamy. He's dreamy. He's in a bunch of movies, and he gets paid for his Nespresso ads.
But I mean,
he had Nespresso ads.
Literally no privacy. Like, he can't even walk somewhere and get coffee without guys jumping out of their cars.
That's why he's got an Nespresso machine in his house. He doesn't need to go out and get coffee.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that would just – you know what he did? At one point, he started walking backwards – so that they couldn't shoot his face.
Right.
You know,
right.
It was just really weird. But I was like, man, it must suck. Like, it's great to have a place. Where was he? Where you stayed, Jason, in Italy?
Lake Como.
Oh, yeah,
Como.
Lake Como and all that. He was
there.
That's great.
He was there when I was there. So was Obama. Right. Obama and George Clooney were in Como the week I was there.
Right. Nice.
Did you see him? I just saw a million Secret Service, like, you know, on boats all over the lake.
Borat 2, who was it? Valdez thought was it meh?
I thought it was pretty funny.
I gave it a 2 out of 5. Yeah, and Cakes gave it a 4.5 out of 5.
I have a very liberal scale.
I was thinking about this the other day. And I've kind of protested because it seems like it's obviously a very political movie, so that's irritating. And I, you know, I like the style of humor. Is this wrong?
I mean, just so you know, Kevin said it attacks both sides.
Okay, that's good. Here's a question, though. Do you think that Borat is stolen Mr. Bean's shtick? Mr. Bean is the original.
It's different.
It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different with the language, but it's just
Bean just plays like a simpleton who's stupid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and he doesn't talk. And this is more about the dumb accent, you know, and the
cultural differences.
Mr. Bean is like, there's a movie plot, and he sticks as Mr. Bean.
Bean has more of a physical comedy.
I feel like this is physical comedy. Biggie, he's walking around in his underwear. And,
well,
yeah, but he involves,
it's just like his facial expressions.
Regular people, and it's basically
tricks.
I mean, he did it with Ollie G. Borat's just a different character that he's done.
Yeah.
I mean,
anyway,
similar.
I'm a Mr. Bean guy.
I'm
a Bean guy. But anyway, doesn't matter what I think. The movie's killing. It did tens of millions streams on Amazon Studios. So I don't know, 20, 30 million, whatever. A bunch of people are checking it out. What do you have to do? Is it like $12?
No, it's free. If you have Amazon Prime, just click it and go. It's free.
Well, who doesn't have Amazon? If you don't have Amazon Prime, just kill yourself, right? I wouldn't go that far. I've already ordered three things on Amazon during the commercials today. I mean, who doesn't do that?
Maybe you should stop ordering stuff on Amazon during commercial breaks and eat your cereal during commercial breaks.
I can't finish my cereal. I want to do a rendition next break. I know we got to go to break because we haven't done it in a long time. Oh, just spilled that.
The spilling continues even at home.
I want to do a rendition of what's the nubbiest thing you've done lately. During the next segment, because I'm currently doing something nubby right now.
All right, I got to think about it.
Yeah,
think about it.
I want everybody
to go around. All right, it is a game show Wednesday. I believe we're going to play the Caller 10 game, but stay tuned for that. Let me tell you about this. When it comes to complex IT integration, no one does it better than Software AG Government Solutions. Software AG's WebMethods is the world's most capable integration platform. The mandate for the government is clear: integration and modernization of IT. Learn why the most innovative government agencies turn to Software AG to tackle their toughest integration challenges. Complex IT simplified. Visit softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Game show Wednesday on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor. The poker room is open. I'm going to be there in just a few short hours. They've got all the safety measures in place, plexiglass, seven-handed. You must wear a mask. I'd love to see you at MGM National Harbor today. Please don't take all my money. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
That'd be nice.
All right, I believe we're going to play the caller 10 game right now at 800-636-1067. So 10th caller, we're going to hook you up with a table for you and five of your friends to check out a screening of the opening act, which is this Thursday, October 29th. That's tomorrow in the bullpen. The next best thing to going to a comedy club for some laughs is watching a movie about comedy clubs and comedians in a socially distant but fun setting. Join the Bullpen and DC Improv as they screen an exclusive new movie about what it takes to make it in comedy, told by the comedians who lived it. That's courtesy of DC Improv.
Mm. All right, so I wanted to play what's the nubbiest thing you've done lately? And I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I did it again the other day, and I'm going to have to do it again today. And I'm just embarrassed by it, especially in a time when like restaurants are struggling. Mm-hmm. But I have a place, I'll just say the name. It's called Crisp and Juicy, right? Uh-huh. And it's like, I guess, Peruvian chicken or whatever
yep.
it is.
Mm-hmm. I know it well.
I love their sauce, their yellow sauce, mm-hmm. right? But so I go there all the time, and I don't buy the chicken. I just go and I order the sauce to go.
Really?
And then I go home and I cook the chicken myself because I can't bring myself to
pay
$14 for the chicken when I can get, you know, like a dozen pieces. And plus, I like to grill chicken myself.
Right.
And I grill my own chicken, but I go over there and I just buy their sauce. And every week I go in there and I order two large yellow sauces and I just feel embarrassed.
So how much is the sauce?
Like $2?
The sauce is like, if you get a small, it's like $2.50. If you get a large, right. It's like $5.
It must be really good.
It's pretty good.
I just really like it. And so I order, and then sometimes I feel bad, so I'll order like a small plantains or like rice and beans just so I can beef up the order a little bit.
Right.
Meanwhile, they're probably barely staying alive.
Can you order a chicken already?
And I just don't. I can't. I don't order the chicken.
That's kind of nubby.
I just go in there and I just order the yellow sauce.
Nubbing it.
And then I buy my own chicken at Safeway across the street and cook it on the grill.
Right. You spend $5 or $6 on the chicken instead of 14. Yeah. I was racking my brain.
Valdez, I know you can top me.
Well, I don't know. Valdez, you might think this is nubby. So I got a buddy, a good friend, who's a head pro at one of the local private courses here in Ashburn.
No, you don't.
No.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, first one ever. But there's a public course right down the street from my house. It's about a mile. Okay, it's called Brambleton Golf Course.
Yeah.
All right, it's got a driving range.
That's where all the peasants play.
Right. And the private club that my buddy works at is probably another 15 minutes down the road. Right, so 15 minutes further. I called him yesterday and said, hey, can I come hit balls at your range so I didn't have to go to Brambleton and pay the 10 bucks?
It's very nubs.
For the bucket of balls.
I don't know. Maybe I top you with this move.
You drove 15 minutes for a free bucket of balls instead of paying eight and walking to the course.
Yes.
So dumb.
Is that nubby?
Yes. It's humiliating. Humiliating.
Is it nubby? Oh. And this is more for the people on NBC Sports Washington, because you obviously can't see this on the radio.
Visual.
I'm going to hold up what I have in my wallet.
All right.
$9 worth of CVS extra bucks.
Oh, those are valuable.
I mean, this is basically U.S. currency that I'm holding.
It's free money.
This is $9.
Yeah. Pick up some drugs.
But I have them ready to go, ready to deploy in my wallet. I just feel like a number carrying them around instead of real cash.
If you go there, pick up some prescriptions.
By the way, boom. CVS gives the longest receipt.
Yeah, because they have all those.
Out there.
I mean, that's been happening for a decade. Are you just getting hip to this, JP?
No, yes, CVS cut down on that.
Has long receipts.
I'm not a shopper like you.
It's been a joke for 5 years.
I think they
cut
down on that.
Welcome to 2010.
You don't have to sign. You don't even have to sign for your credit card anymore. There, they've cut down on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to think of one during the break.
Because I know you got one.
This is a family Valdez one.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be good.
So I went up to visit my parents like on a Friday and stay the weekend because my dad needed help putting the boat away.
The boat. It's a boat.
You don't even need to say anymore. That's your contribution.
Well, no, because we took it for one last spin on the water.
Okay. On the Megathy.
And so my dad gets sliced for this place called The Point in Arnold. All right. And it's a silly, like, dockside bar that you can bring your boat up to and tie it on the pier and get off.
Point!
And have
happy hour. You and your dad go sit up to the bar and you have happy hour?
Yeah, we have happy hour.
Right.
So we get there. And the happy hour starts at 3, and it's on a Friday, and it gets butt crowded.
You guys there at 3:01.
He got there. The first nubby part is that instead of pulling into the point, my dad has a buddy who's retired that he worked with that lives on the water. And so he goes and he ties his boat to his pier so he doesn't have to pay $15 to park it at the point. And then when we get there, it's 2:50, and since happy hour starts at 3, we're not allowed to order until 3:00.
Oh my God! So you wait for your
so we beer? Wait so we wait 10 minutes, have a water until 3:00.
Hilarious.
Point looks
and how
pretty
about
nice,
how
man.
About the fact that your dad has a friend that lives on the water?
I know. What is he doing different?
Your boat's up on blocks, basically.
It is. It's on blocks in the front yard right now after we winterized it.
Drabby, you got anything nubby? I know you do.
Oh, I do nubby things all the time. I just took home an entire suitcase full of hospital supplies.
Oh, did you? You just stole like a bunch of diapers?
Diapers, the knit underwear, turkey sandwiches.
Turkey sandwiches?
Well, when you're in post-op, they give you, a sandwich if you're hungry.
Yeah. And I just take it to go?
Went to the fridge and took a bunch of them home.
Oh, my God. I
would have done that, too.
Yeah,
because they have an office. Usually they have, like a fridge with, like, cranberry juice and apple juice and all that.
They hook you up.
Take all the Q-tips.
Oh, Lurch would do
that. Take all the baby wipes.
JP?
I don't really have anything the last couple weeks. I just
oh,
don't do anything.
Come on. Your whole life
I do,
is nubby.
Look, I'm being honest, like yesterday I paid $40 for a haircut, which is a show.
Why'd you do it's that? Just,
because they
go to the grooming lounge.
I usually walk over to the haircuttery, but they went out of business in my neighborhood, so I had to go to the fancy spot.
Come over here. Dina cuts hair. She cuts my hair for free.
Well, yours looks like nubby. I wouldn't want your hair for the life of me.
My Gundy over there.
I get so sized.
Yeah, you wear a hat every day. You're so proud of your hair.
I love it.
You can't find another hair cuttery?
I don't have a car. So I guess that's kind of nubby. We only have one car.
Yeah, you don't
family,
have a car. So. That is nubby. Yeah.
Oh, you only have one car? Really?
We only have one car.
Why, that's nubby.
Did you get rid of one?
He's decided he doesn't need one right now.
The lease ran out.
Oh, that's right.
And so, you know, just doing one car. So the wife has been in Lovettsville, Virginia.
You're waiting for another car deal too, right?
Maybe.
Are you a car free agent or no?
Yes.
You are
potentially. I'm not even sure. It's that's nebulous.
Right.
My daughter's been just bugging me over the last 2 weeks to get her a car. But,
oh, really? I mean, tell her to get
a job. Am I going to get her a car when, if she's going away to college, she's not going to have a car freshman year?
By the way, I should clarify the haircut.
What am I going to pay for that for? Why would I do it?
The haircut was only, was it a place, 99 or a Floyd's Barbershop or whatever the hell it's called?
Floyd's.
It's a fancy place.
I think there is a place called Floyd's. It's a chain, right?
Yeah. It's a chain that has like a bunch of rock memorabilia all over the place. The haircut, I think, was $27. And she says, do you want the shampoo? It turns out that was an extra $6. So I jacked it to $33, and then I just tipped to make it $40 even.
Right.
Oh, my $6 shampoo.
My daughter got her hair done the other day, and she didn't know you're supposed to tip, you know, because she's just a kid. So we had to call them and then, like, Venmo a tip.
Venmo like $10.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny, they're coming up next.
Boo.
Right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.